2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 29 degrees.
Got a temporary closure of westbound 21st South near 56th West. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus. Special coverage on Utah's morning news.
Governor Herbert is making changes now in how candidates can collect signatures to get on the ballot without going door to door.
Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Election Desk.
State law says signatures have to be in wet ink. Governor Herbert announcing today signature pages can now be sent electronically to any interested voter, then printed, signed, and sent back to the candidate. Candidates must then return them to the elections office. He's also nixed the rule saying the gatherer has to witness the signature. Two Republican candidates for governor, John Huntsman Jr. and Jan Garbett, have been calling for an electronic way to gather. Jeff Birmingham stopped collecting altogether, citing not wanting to go door-to-door. Governor Herbert called this a matter of fairness and protecting the signature route to the ballot in these unusual times. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. John Huntsman Jr. has more work to do in gathering signatures to get on the ballot. Utah policy says more than half of the signatures he submitted were deemed invalid and thrown out. The people were either not registered to vote or not registered Republicans, or their signatures didn't match, or they'd already signed another candidate's packet. Huntsman needs more than 11,500 valid signatures by the April 10th deadline. The convention is the other path to the ballot. That's April 25th, the primary, the end of June. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
With President Trump pressing for the economy to be opened up by Easter, a lot of people are left wondering what rights they have if their higher-ups request they return to the office. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The best answer is it depends on what kind of job you have. If you work a job that the local government deems to be essential, like a pharmacist or a sanitation worker, then you most likely would have to comply with your employer's wishes or risk losing that job. Now, if you work a non-essential job from an office, then the law is probably on your side. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has something called the General Duty Clause. That requires workplaces to offer environments that are free from recognized hazards that are causing death or serious harm. The spread of COVID-19 would certainly fall into that category. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Work continues at a Salt Lake City factory where N95 masks are being produced. CNN's Gary Tuckman was on the production floor of Alpha Protect this morning, and he got a look at the quality control process.
This is paper, plastic, and glue molding this together. It gets molded here at this point, and when it passes this woman, it gets cut, and it looks like the mask that you see on your doctor's faces, that you want to see on your doctor's faces. And as it goes down this conveyor belt, it goes to this woman. She's the quality control person. And this is an incredible job she has to do. She looks at them. If they're not exactly 100% perfect, they go in the garbage can behind her. 3 to 6% of the masks end up in the garbage. The rest get put in these boxes right over here and get sent all over the country and all over the world.
Alpha Protect says they're making thousands of N95 masks per week with the help of dozens of newly hired employees.
At this hour, the stimulus bill is debated ahead of likely passage.
National stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, bipartisan support is expected as the House considers the $2 trillion economic relief package passed by the Senate. Democrat Nydia Velasquez of New York supports the bill's small business loans.
These loans are fully forgivable if firms keep their workforce on the payroll during this crisis.
The bill is expected to pass on unanimous consent, but could face trouble if any single member objects. The U.S. passes China with the most coronavirus cases, more than 86,000. 1,300 Americans have died of COVID-19. Dr. Tony Fauci says vaccines are being developed with mass production coming very soon.
Because once you know it works, you can't say, great, it works. Now give me another 6 months to produce it.
Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson testing positive for coronavirus. He says his symptoms are mild.
I am working from home. I'm self-isolating. And that's entirely the right thing to do.
Prince Charles also has a mild case of COVID-19. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Utah Representative John Curtis is among those who just spoke on the House floor in the past few minutes discussing the relief package.
I rise in support of the CARES Act, the largest economic disaster recovery package in our nation's history. Given the size and the scope of this pandemic, it's a hefty price tag that must be paid.
Curtis says Utah has a rainy day fund and balanced budget, and the federal government should try to do the same going forward.